This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. A little music by composer Frank Bridge. Scherzo Fantastique in E minor. And a performance by the Northern Symphony of England led by David Lloyd-Jones. Hope you found it fantastic here on Kansas Public Radio. And good afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. And some more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon is about to unfold. We're joined this hour by the Kansas City Symphony with something written by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns that is essentially a profound dialogue between violin and cello, each representing different figures. We'll hear the Muse and the Poet a bit later, plus the Huntington Trio and music from one of the great students of Beethoven. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peabo Bryson, the Golden Dutch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music on Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. So the last hour of music ended with work by Antonio Vivaldi, and we have a little more for you next as we present the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by George Malcolm, and with them guitarist Eduardo Fernandez, and a familiar old guitar concerto, originally a lute concerto, in D. Antonio Vivaldi's music next on KPR. From Antonio Vivaldi, his Guitar Concerto in D Major, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, led by George Malcolm, with guitarist Eduardo Fernandez, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, and we're about 15 minutes away from a recording of the Kansas City Symphony with a sort of duo concerto for violin and cello called The Muse and the Poet by Camille Saint-Saëns. That and much more is still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. On the KU campus right now, 63 degrees, and looks like it's going to be a nice couple of days. High of 67 with sunny skies for this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 41. We should be near 70 for tomorrow, and temperatures in the mid-70s by Friday. Our next recording is of the Huntington Trio, with music by a composer by the name of Karl Czerny, who was a Czech composer who lived in Austria in the late 1700s, just in time to become one of the finest students of Beethoven, and a man who, in turn, would be one of the main teachers of Franz Liszt. From Czerny, we've got a fantasia for flute, cello, and piano next, the Huntington Trio, on Kansas Public Radio. A fantasia for flute, cello, and piano by the composer Karl Czerny, a Czech composer and student of Beethoven. That performance by the Huntington Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:42 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. Then, once again, atomic radiation has spawned giant monsters, and they're on the loose on Friday night at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. A touchy 200-foot dinosaur attacks New York City in The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, along with It Came from Beneath the Sea. Cinema Go-Go is Friday night at 7 at Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org. final performance for this noon hour given to us by the Kansas City Symphony, and music by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, a late work composed in 1910, something that Saint-Saëns dedicated to one of his wealthy benefactors, who had bankrolled a statue of the composer outside of France's Dieppe Theater. It was originally a violin and cello piece meant to represent a dialogue between an artist and his inspiration. It's called The Muse and the Poet. The orchestral version with the KC Symphony, conductor Michael Stern, violinist Noah Geller, and Mark Gibbs, our cellist, on KPR. From French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, a sort of double concerto for violin and cello called The Muse and the Poet. The Kansas City Symphony, led by Michael Stern, violinist Noah Geller, and cellist Mark Gibbs, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News and more wonderful classical music still to come.
KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
In protest over the U.S. actions. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Guayaquil, Ecuador.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Some Mozart to kick things off in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music and the overture to his opera La Clemenza di Tito. Bruno Weil and the ensemble Tafelmusik, here on KPR. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. The classics continue on a Wednesday afternoon, and a bit later we'll be in the company of New York Philharmonic and cellist Yo-Yo Ma for one of the great cello concertos, the second from composer Victor Herbert. That, along with music for oboe and strings, from English composer Ernest John Moran. That's also still to come on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We'll continue on with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, Grant Llewellyn, conducting for us, and the music by a composer of the late 19th and early 20th century, of English and African descent. We'll hear a ballad in A minor from Samuel Coleridge Taylor on Kansas Public Radio. And there, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Grant Llewellyn, with A ballad in A minor from English composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 1:22 now. In the second half of the hour, we'll have the New York Philharmonic Orchestra along with a great cello concerto, the second that was written by composer Victor Herbert, a personal favorite of the cellist Yo-Yo Ma, who we'll hear alongside the New York Philharmonic. That's in the second half of the hour, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels, for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1, cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. A full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org. Next on KPR is some chamber music from another English composer, by the name of Ernest John Moran, contemporary of Ray Vaughan Williams, who lived during about the same time, and like Vaughan Williams, had a penchant for taking English folk song and parlaying those into wonderful musical creations. In this instance, we have a fantasy quartet for oboe and strings, and a performance by the Vanbrugh Quartet on KPR. Fantasy Quartet for Oboe and Strings from English composer Ernest John Moran, played by the Vanbrugh Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 1:37 now, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, and the classics continue till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Giant monsters are on the attack next Friday night at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. There's an enormous double feature that includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, plus It Came from Beneath the Sea, in which San Francisco is laid waste by a jumbo octopus. The fun starts Friday at 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. The tickets will be at the door, and all the details at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR is the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, and the music by the American cellist and composer Victor Herbert of the late 19th century. What we'll hear is one of his most famous cello concertos, Concerto No. 2 in E minor, which premiered in New York in March of 1894. It was around that time that Antonin Dvorak was in New York, and he caught the premiere performance. They say that Victor Herbert, who was the soloist in the performance, played with rare skill and finish. And afterwards, Dvorak more or less lost his mind with enthusiasm for the work that would eventually inspire his own cello concerto in B minor. The music is one of the five personal favorite cello concertos of cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and we'll hear him with the New York Philharmonic, Kurt Mazur conducting, Cello Concerto No. 2 in E minor by Victor Herbert on Kansas Public Radio. A standard piece in the cello repertoire since its premiere in 1894. Cello Concerto No. 2 from Victor Herbert, one of the personal favorite concertos of cellist Yo-Yo Ma, who in that recording was alongside the New York Philharmonic, led by Kurt Mazur, on Kansas Public Radio. 2 p.m. now, and in just a moment, NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. After the news from NPR, we've got another wonderful hour of classical music still to come. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1, cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. A full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
PR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And there's the Orchestra of St. Luke's, led by Michael Stern, with them violinist Joshua Bell, and a famous tune from Mexican composer Manuel Ponce, Estrellita, or My Little Star, here on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR News and the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, here with the latter to share for just a little while longer, until 3 p.m. This hour will bring us the New Jersey Chamber Music Society, and a suite for a party or a gathering suite from French composer Vincent Dandy. Then we'll have along the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, bringing us a fine taste of Americana, music that Mark O'Connor wrote for a documentary about an American figure from colonial times, the Johnny Appleseed Suite. That's just ahead on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Another performance for you now, for violin and orchestra, A Romance by Swedish composer Wilhelm Petersen Berger, Mikhail Jarofsky and the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra, and violinist Ulf Ahlin, next on KPR. Romance for a violin and orchestra. Music by Swedish composer Wilhelm Petersen Berger. Violinist Ulf Ahlin with the Norrköping Symphony, led by Mikhail Jarofsky. Today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:21. Coming up in the second half of the hour, we're going to be bringing you the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, and they've got an orchestral suite that was all about the life and times of John Chapman, who you may know better by his nom de voyage. We'll hear the Johnny Appleseed Suite. Music by Mark O'Connor, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till 8. More information at 715mass.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We have next for you some French chamber music, written by composer Vincent Dundy. Chamber music that he composed in 1927, which would make this a late work from him. He was about in his mid-70s when he wrote this. But it's music with all the vigor and verve of a younger person. They call this his Suite for a Party for flute, string, trio, and harp. Next, we'll hear the members of the New Jersey Chamber Music Society on Kansas Public Radio. Opus 91 of French composer Vincent Dundy, his Suite for a Party for flute, string, trio, and harp, written in 1927 when Dundy was in his mid-70s. Performance today by the New Jersey Chamber Music Society on Kansas Public Radio. 2:39 now, and at 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News. And there's more classical music from 7 to 9 this evening with Destiny. Just a quick note that if you don't happen to have anything going on tomorrow evening and want to catch some live music, check out a recital at Park University in the International Center for Music for students of Stanislav Yudenich, who's the artistic director of the ICM. They'll have a recital tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m., at the 1900 building in Mission Woods, Kansas, with a very fulsome program that includes music by Brahms, Bartok, Mozart, Rachmaninoff, and others. You can get tickets for this through Eventbrite, and all the details are at icm.park.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, and at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Next on KPR, we bring you the Colorado Symphony Orchestra and music by Mark O'Connor. As you can probably tell, I don't remember much of what I learned in school, but I do remember the tale of John Chapman, also known as Johnny Appleseed, who brought apple trees to Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois in the late 18th century. This is music from a 1994 documentary about his life and times that was written by Mark O'Connor, and as you can tell, it'll be quite folksy. The Johnny Appleseed Suite on KPR. The Colorado Symphony and music from a 1994 child's documentary about the life and times of Johnny Appleseed, the Johnny Appleseed Suite by Mark O'Connor on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. All Things Considered, just ahead. Support for All Things Considered comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderarcconstructors.com.